The Bert Show.
Hi, producer Amber is going through it this week for good reason. That's for sure.
Yes. It is, you know, it has been a year since my mom. It's been a year since my mom passed away.
The show, by the way, is on a really nice streak of crying every day.
Yeah. What are we on
now?
It.
It's like 5 or 6 days now. Oh, at least somebody has to break some tears on this show. So it's your turn today.
Let it be me. It's usually Cassie, but it's my turn. Sit down, redhead. I got this. So last year of October 25th was the day that my mother passed away from ovarian cancer. And I got to tell you, this whole year has gone by painfully and emotionally quickly, which is kind of strange. I thought it would go by very slowly. And the holidays are coming up, as we all know. We've got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas, both holidays that she loved, especially Christmas. And so I will say that had it not been for this show, it would have been a lot harder to get through the last year, because what we do is so much fun. We're able to make other people laugh, and that is its medicine of its own. Laughter for me really is medicine. And so I've been able to get through it a lot easier. But I got to tell you, going a whole year without seeing her face and getting her hugs, it's been real hard. And I know a lot of people, like, they tell, they think it's going to get better as time goes by. But I remember hearing you talk about your father, Kristen, and before my mother passed. And I remember thinking to myself, maybe it gets easier as time goes by. But until you experience that kind of pain, that kind of loss, you don't get it.
It doesn't. Grief doesn't get easier. You get stronger.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. And that the anniversaries are really, really hard.
Ugh.
And like even like the time leading up to it, because like the body keeps score, right? So everything you were going through last year with your mom leading up to her passing, your body's reliving it.
Yeah.
And you can actually feel it like on a cellular level. It's really, really weird and messed up. So I'm sure this, you know, leading up to tomorrow, which is going to be a heavy day and a hard day, you just have to allow yourself to feel it, because there is no other way to get through it.
Yeah, and I would like to say that, because I tend to use humor as a way to cope with literally everything, whether I'm uncomfortable, sad, mad, whatever. It's just my go-to. And so sometimes it feels wrong to let those emotions come out. I feel a little embarrassed and vulnerable because I do not like people seeing me this way.
I'm here to tell, there's no right or wrong way to grieve, okay? There's only your way and what you need to do to cope with the loss, okay? And so if that's interjecting some humor, then that's totally fine. And, I mean, obviously, you had such a beautiful relationship with your mother. She loved you so much. She knew you from the inside out, that I'm sure she probably appreciates you in some capacity interjecting some humor into it, because yeah. She wants you to be okay.
Yeah.
And there is no really being okay when you lose somebody super significant. I'm not the only one to go through this. You're not the only one to go through this. I think what people need to really remember, like, there are certain emotions that are universal. And unless you have zero connection with any person on this earth, every single one of us will experience grief at some point in time.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like love is universal for the most part, and grief is universal for the most part. So hopefully knowing that can help, but also knowing that it does not get easier, which is a hard thing to hear, but you do get stronger.
I'm curious, because I didn't have the relationship with my dad, not nearly what you had with your mom. We got very close in the last 6 months of his life, but even then, like after he passed, like your body and mind, it's kind of so confusing, because I remember thinking to myself, even after he passed away, it's like, oh, you know what? I should call my dad today. And then I'm like, oh, I can't. He's not around anymore. Have you gotten to that point yet?
Oh, so many times. For instance, when we went to the Pride Parade, this was a couple of weeks ago. A year ago, when I came back from the Pride Parade, when we were doing the Barbie thing, that's when she told me that it was cancer and it wasn't good and it was acting fast. So when the Pride Parade came back around, I wanted to tell her when I got there, because the job, the people I used to work for, Kroger, they actually were the float behind us. And I always thought that was so funny because that was the job I had before this one. And I wanted to call her and be like, Mom, you won't believe it. Kroger's behind me again. And I realized I can't call her.
Yeah,
and it just, the funniest things, the smallest things, the biggest things that I would go to her for, I can't. And I'm trying to do that with my dad, but he's not an emotional guy. Like, he loves me and he's there, but it's not the same, you know? And so I've been desperately trying to, I don't want to say find a replacement, but I haven't found that person that I feel like I can just, I don't think I will. It's my mom.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, you're asking for the impossible, especially because it was such a special relationship. I'm sorry for your pain this week.
Sorry, Amber.
Appreciate you guys.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.